Okay, so this is Frank Roberts. Frank Roberts. This is an 85-year-old gentleman with history of gout, whom had a colonoscopy in 2017 with scattered polyposis throughout the colon. Biopsy of some of the polyps showed mantle cell lymphoma. Subsequent patient was seen by hematology oncology. He did not have any symptoms, weight loss, fever, chills, or night sweats. Shortly after that, he was hospitalized with a pneumonia, required a portacath, bone marrow biopsy, and labs at that time showed 15 pounds weight loss, and so bone marrow biopsy confirmed diagnosis. The PET scan showed lymphadenopathies in the abdomen, chest, and colon. Period. Over the next few years, patient was treated with RITUXIMAB and was moved to chemotherapy. In the past few months, patient has developed a mass. Over the scalp. The biopsy proved to be a squamous cell carcinoma, well differentiated. Patient was found to be anemic, age of 11 and 37. He's now much weaker. He's had more weight loss, has had also recent hospitalization for pneumonia, respiratory failure. Subsequent rehab, which was not very successful in helping him gain his strength. His BMI is now 18. As I said, anemic. Protein 5.6, albumin 2.8. Advanced disease and his current condition. Oh, he had a scalp. Okay, put down the biopsy of the scalp and the mouth. A floor of the mouth showed squamous cell carcinoma. Now come back and say, given his new findings with the squamous cell carcinoma of the mouth, and since the fact that he's not a candidate for surgery or chemotherapy at this time makes him a hospice candidate. He will have one single modality radiation therapy, then will be placed on hospice. This is patient's decision to be kept comfortable. He knows the complications of mouth carcinoma, and him and his wife are in agreement with hospice care. At home, he most likely has less than 6 months to live, and he definitely meets the criteria for hospice care at home. Thank you.